From JMI Wealth, Andrew Rapper Keller. Kelleher. Good morning. You off to old M&M?
I am. I'm in Napier at the moment, though, Mike. That's, M&M tomorrow.
That's two concerts in a week.
I know. Geez, I'm a trendy guy, aren't I?
Is that how you roll, bro?
That's how I roll, mate. Yeah. That's how I roll, mate. Sleep much either.
In Napier, did you have a glass of the Quarry or the Sophia?
Well, I'm going to Craggy Range for lunch today, Mike, and I think I might have both.
Good on you. Then you'll really be able to roll into the capital for Saturday. Now, the business confidence, how much do we need to worry about this?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it for a while, have we? I mean, last year we were worried about the slump in business confidence, and we spent a bit of time, you know, talking about the correlation of business confidence to growth, to GDP, and specifically looking at firms' views of their own activity. Now, Mike, over the back end of 2018, business confidence recovered. The headline number was still pretty negative, but, you know, we also spoke about the fact that you get a Labor government, you get a lower headline business confidence number, and you get a National government, it gets a bit higher. So we keep looking at that own activity indicator. That had also stabilised and was actually showing some improvement, but that improvement has stalled in February. I mean, at the headline level, business confidence fell 7 points, and firms' view of their own activity eased 3 points. But I suppose slightly more worrying, the general activity indicators, they all tick lower as well. So, Mike, if I look at the actual numbers, a net 31% of respondents reported that they expect general business conditions to deteriorate in the year ahead. And if we look at firms' expectations, their own activity, slightly smaller, fell 3 points to a net 11% expecting a lift. Now, agriculture and services sectors, they're the most optimistic, and you won't be surprised about the least optimistic sector, that's construction. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, if we look at all the news feed yesterday, Fonterra actually raised its forecast payout to farmers, now expects to pay $6.30 to $6.60 per kilogram of milk solids, and that's up from $6 to $6.30. So farms are happy, hence some of the optimism there. There's a bit of irony there though, Mike, though, because that higher milk price, that's passed on to farmers, but that's an input cost to Fonterra. So Fonterra's actually slashed its own forecast earnings, and investors who own the units there, they don't get a dividend. Of course, construction sector, least optimistic in what happened yesterday, another construction company tipped into voluntary administration. So there's a warning flag here, Mike, but it's just a warning flag. Keep an eye on the next couple of releases.
Very good indeed. Air New Zealand, I suppose it dovetails in with confidence. I mean, you can look at a number of things with Air New Zealand, fuel and confidence and tourism, but the number wasn't flash.
No, been in the headlines a lot lately, hasn't it? Last few days, that plan to reduce a lot of domestic fares to try and stimulate domestic travel. And actually, interestingly enough, if we look at the first half profit before tax, $211 million, down 35% on the same period last year. And you're right, main contributor to that was higher fuel costs, $131 million. They spent more on fuel costs than they did in the previous period. But, Mike, interesting, there was a bit of a drop-off in their revenue growth was, I think, around 7%, but it tailed off particularly in the domestic travel area in December. So they're responding to that. Look, the result was probably a little bit lower than expectations. One of the key talking points about this yesterday, Air New Zealand has said it's sticking with its forecast for its full year earnings. So the forecasting $340 to $400 million for the year to June. Just note that is a very wide forecast, so you could drive a bus through that. One of the key aspects of the results also is they're maintaining the current dividend. So they're paying 11 cents a share. That's unchanged. They're confident of maintaining the full year dividend. Very important for investors at the moment because interest rates are so low. So dividends, they say they're under this earnings pressure, though. So it's going to be really have to see whether or not they can hang on to that. And hope that nothing untoward happens. It's a volatile industry, Mike. Share price took a bit of a hit, down 9 cents. They're almost at 2-year lows now. $2.47 was over $3.30 in January. Been a tough start to the year for Air New Zealand shareholders. Remember, Mike, that's all of us because it's still 52% owned by the government.
We own them and we should support them, like them, and wish them very well. What are the numbers?
Yep. 25,950 on the Dow, that they're down 33. S&P 500 barely moved 2791. NASDAQ also barely moved 7549. The FTSE 100, they lost 19 points. closed at 7087. The Nikkei down 171 points, 21,385. Shanghai Composite down 13, 2940. The ASX 200, they gained 19 points. Yesterday closing at 6168. And the NZX 50, we were up 44 points. That's 0.47%, closed at 9325. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker, 0.6808 against the US, 0.9587 Aussie, 0.5981 euro, 0.5124 pounds, 75.82 yen. Gold trading at $1,315.28, and Brent crude $66.05.
I've reassessed my recommendation because you're a lightweight. Go with the Gimlet Gravel Chardonnay.
Oh, well, I could do that too. I mean, you know, like, the world is my oyster today, Mike.
Report back at about 4:30 and see how you're going. Have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.